I'm Tom Wally, site editor for searchdatacenter.com, and with me today is Chris Crosby, CEO of Compass Data Centers, to talk about the capacity planning dilemma. Hi, Chris, and thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Tom. Glad to be here.
Now, you compare data center capacity planning to a Gordian knot. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Well, the Gordian knot historically was the toughest thing to figure out, and it's just there's a lot of parts to it, and it's a very, very intricate problem with a lot of dependencies. And so the Gordian knot, we thought, was probably the best analogy as it relates to IT capacity planning.
Now, Chris, what are the issues that affect capacity planning?
Well, we really look at six different issues as you get into capacity planning. The simple ones are hardware, like your servers, your software applications, and your storage that's necessary. I think the ones that oftentimes come into play that aren't always as well recognized are how acquisitions and mergers impact things, new business applications that weren't thought of, as well as the constant dilemma that any enterprise faces of capital expenditure versus operating expense and which way that the company needs to go.
What effect do hardware refreshes have on planning?
Hardware refreshes are one of the most overlooked components. Hardware refreshes typically are every 3 to 5 years in terms of replacing servers and storage equipment. And oftentimes when planning, it's done in state. So the assumption is that if hardware usage and power usage is going up on a graph, the refresh where that new hardware comes in and can do many more millions of processing cycles or many more terabytes of storage for the same amount of power. So it ends up actually shifting the curve back down again and really makes for data centers to last much longer than what they're viewed at the time when most capacity planning is done.
And how would you characterize data center growth?
I think it's unpredictably predictable. There are so many different factors that come in. I don't think you can put your finger on any one factor, but the constant, it has been, consistent growth, kind of in, a CAGR, if you will, of that 8 to 12% over time. And while you have major disruptive pieces that come in and can, for example, reduce a data center's, in theory, demand, you have other things that come in that hadn't even been contemplated. A great example of that is the iPhone, which didn't exist so many years ago, and what those types of mobile devices have on a corporate environment versus, let's say, virtualization, which in theory was going to reduce a lot of components. So there's so many factors. I think predicting in this space is probably where you need the great Carnac more than anything else.
Now, you've talked about chunky planning. Can you explain what that is and what are the benefits of this chunky planning?
Sure. So going back to the Gordian knot analogy, Alexander came in and some historians' views cheated by just using the sword to cut the knot. But there's an element of that as well. I think we get so wrapped around the axle as IT professionals in trying to come up with all of those different factors and trying to look into the future. Really, the way that we buy IT is pretty chunky, and in that we need X amount of more servers, X amount of more storage capacity, X amount of more network as we continue to grow our applications inside of our businesses, and yet we traditionally have not looked at the data center as the same thing. When you can make the data center match in chunky bits, it's the most logical scenario. You wouldn't add on the IT hardware side, you wouldn't add 38, megabytes to your storage system. You'd work in a terabyte chunk as a for example. And we need to have the same mentality as we look at data centers to add in those chunky sizes.
Are there any tools that are available to people to help them with this planning process? Are there vendors that are more prominent on the scene for helping people?
On the planning process side, I think it's a difficult scenario, but the best scenario that you can have is some historical data. For those folks that have been metering, at least even on the power side, hopefully for the past several years, as that's been a very, very big issue for people to track PUE and things along those lines. When you have several years worth of data and one of these events that occur, you know, a merger and acquisition or a new application coming online or a hardware refresh, that can really help you to get a lens into your organization. So I really think as you look at it, some of the DCIM tools that of the in-place legacy facilities, even if they're very simple, can really help you to get a view of what the future may hold.
Okay, great, Chris. Thanks. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today about the capacity planning dilemma.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate the time.